Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Anything that you want here. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We have the Discord call-in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm. In the studio with you tonight, you've got Ian,
Tyler,
and Mark.
So we're going to get into more of your calls and thoughts. We got a person calling in on our Discord lines, which, of course, that's the best way to get on the air with us. You'll sound awesome if you've got even a semi-decent microphone. It's just an instant upgrade to call quality. And then we're going to get into this Democratic National Convention, which, given the whole ridiculous response to COVID-19, the overreaction, the fear, they have gone to a virtual convention format. Now, this isn't the first time this has happened. Actually, the first time this happened was the Libertarian Party's convention that happened, I believe, at the end of May. So that was actually the first time in history that a political party held an online-only convention. And now the Democrats are trying to do the same thing, except they are trying to make theirs, I guess, to some extent, entertaining. I've got a pretty entertaining clip to play here. And an absolutely hilarious news story as well. We'll share that with you in just a moment. But first, let's go to Ala Loca. She's on our Discord lines. Go ahead, Ala Loca, calling on the amp line.
Yes, actually. Cool. So I just wanted to talk about the census. Do you guys have any cool stories as of late?
No, I missed them. They came by because I don't fill out the census, and that means they're going to send somebody by to try to get answers out of this household. They did send somebody by, but I generally am not awake in the mornings, so I wasn't able to answer the door, and apparently my roommate also was not able to answer the door. They left a notice of visit, which is a piece of paper that they leave on your building to inform you that they were there, and so presumably they will be trying to come back at some point.
So I'm a legal resident of Saipan, the Commonwealth of Northern Mariana Islands, or, you know, U.S. Marianas.
Do they do the census in Saipan?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
They do a census there, but I'm not there, but I am. So what I mean when I say that is the Internal Revenue Service, according to their code, I am currently in the CNMI because I left within 14 days of a declared emergency. Mm-hmm. And so I'm there for the entire length of the emergency.
Which is still going on.
Which is still going on. So I could be on the island for hundreds of days, and I have no idea. I can't get counted over there.
Because you're not physically there.
As the census. I have no idea how they go about counting people in the CNMI.
Well, the reason you say that is because there are no addresses, right?
Right. There are no addresses, and so
but they may know how many houses are on a given road.
Yeah, they could very well go house to house and just knock, knock, knock. But just because you knock on a door doesn't mean somebody has answered to tell you how many people live in a given location.
Right.
They could guess bedrooms. They know that information, but that's about it. So if someone were to come by the house that I am staying at in New Hampshire, there's nobody who's staying at the house that has a bunch of people at it that actually would call that house their residence. So this kind of going around in the summer thing is a little confusing. There's a lot of people who are at cabins and lake houses and, you know, sailing and doing a lot of things over the summer with their kids that aren't at home. And I just don't even, I wouldn't even know. I wouldn't even know where to start with if somebody came to the house.
So why do you ask, Ala Loca? What about you? Have you had some experience?
Well, yeah, I've actually been hounded down twice.
Really?
Yeah, which is funny because the first I don't know, adult years of my life, I've never gotten a letter or anything like that. But since I've bought my own house, I've had two visits so far. The first one was a little startling. The guy came at literally at 9 o'clock at night.
And wow.
He's like, he's like, what's going on? I'm like, don't open
what's
the door to strangers.
On?
What? Are, yeah. Like, no. My
looking like you're gonna get shot.
Yeah. Well, that's what I said. I was like, don't open the door to strangers. It's freaking 9 o'clock. What are you doing? He's like, it's somebody with a badge. I'm like, even more reason. Don't open the door.
He had a badge.
We had some identifier thing, you know, like a, but I couldn't really read it through the door.
Was it a name tag or was it a badge?
No, it was a tag, name tag.
Okay.
But regardless, he opened the door and he was like, can I help you? And my husband was like, no, or whatever. And basically he's like, well, is there an adult here? And my husband's like, no. He's like, is there anyone over 21? No.
Wait a minute. How old does your husband look?
We really, really look young. At least myself, I can say I look 20 or 18 easily.
Gotcha.
Yeah, he looks pretty young. But he left. The thing that really, pissed me off is that he parked in my driveway.
Yeah.
That annoyed me the most. Like, how do you have the nerve to just park right all the way up into the driveway? But besides that, then I had another lady who came on the weekend around 12 o'clock in the afternoon, and we just didn't open the door. So it was, and that was like 3 days after. So I'm like, damn, they're pretty persistent coming over.
Yeah, that's interesting. They, in 2010, they came by one time, and I was here, and I recorded video of it. That's on the Free Keen YouTube channel. If you search for census, you can find them both. And then they sent somebody, I don't know how many weeks later the other one was, but you can probably look at the date stamps on the videos, see how relatively close they were, and I refused to answer their questions, on both occasions. So what about you, Tyler? Anything, happening over at your house?
No, nobody's come by, and...
Did you guys fill it out?
No, well, it's not, first off, it's not my house, and I don't respond to mail that's not directed directly to me. So,
yeah.
I mean, like, I don't know if somebody did fill it out for the house, but I certainly didn't.
Gotcha.
And nobody came by.
Well, I will say that I'm paranoid to leave my house now because it was just so frequently that they came after one another at random times of the day, and I just don't want to encounter them. I don't want to have a discussion with them. I don't want anything to do with them.
Yeah.
So...
Well, you're not. I mean, from what I can tell, you have no obligation to speak to these people. Now, they are going to try to threaten you via their paperwork, right? Because the paperwork will, the individuals probably won't threaten you directly because they're just trying to make, you know, they just have a temporary job, and you know, once the census is over, they're out of work. So they're not like professional government bureaucrats or anything like that, like career bureaucrats. Most of these people, these are just people that need a job, basically. So like,
they look like they were taking pictures and stuff. Because the last guy who came here at nine, we didn't leave my driveway for at least a good 10 minutes, and I was looking.
Okay, well, maybe they're enforced. Maybe they're going to crack down this year. I don't know. Maybe they're going to go to prison finally for this. But in 2010, they didn't do anything to us except send visitors twice and then gave up. And that was it.
Well, we'll see. But yeah. I'll just let you know if I don't ever call back, then you know why.
Okay. Yeah, definitely let us know. Thank you, Alaloka, for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from
Take
you.
Care.
Well, you gotta love that. You answer the door at your own home. I know they've got kids, right? Like, she's, you know, she's married with kids, and then they ask you, are your parents home?
I'm trying to get what the bad thing about parking in somebody's driveway is. I mean, what's the driveway for?
I think she was just generally offended.
Might be a little too familiar. I mean, park on the curb, you know.
Okay. Well,
I mean,
what if it's one of those streets you can't park on the curb on? I don't know.
Good point. I don't know. Yeah. I just think that if somebody came to my house, some official came to my house at 9 at night, I'm up late usually. Mm-hmm. I don't have kids or nothing. But, like, that's a good excuse to give them an earful.
Yeah.
It's like, it's 9 o'clock at night. Get the, you know, off my property. Good Lord.
Yeah, that's a little crazy.
Yeah.
I mean, the only person who should be coming here at 9 o'clock at night is the delivery man. Like, UPS, sometimes sometimes they'll come at, like, 8 p.m. I've seen it happen. But, you know, past dark, or the FedEx guy, he's got so many boxes on the truck, and his day is not over until they're gone. So he's sometimes those guys...
They need to hire more of those guys.
Totally reasonable. Yeah, plus you want your package. You know, I don't want this guy at my door at night.
And they don't want to talk to you. They just want to let you know the package is there and then leave. Right.
Right.
I have an opposing story. The sheriff in town quit his job and decided to run for U.S. The state Senate seat.
Mm-hmm.
And he was out campaigning for that. And he walked up my driveway, which at the time was 440 feet.
So there's no trespassing signs at the front of
there
the
is none.
Right.
But the idea that he parked down at the road seems so strange to me. Why wouldn't you drive up the driveway? He didn't even know how long it was.
Maybe he wanted the exercise.
Well, he certainly got it.
Yeah.
But then I'm working out splitting wood, and here comes Johnny Law, whom I recognize because I knew who Dick Foote was.
That's his name.
And I said, my wife happened to be out too. She was in the garden. I said, "Dear God, Laura, it's the law." So
He makes an appearance in Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree. If you want to check that movie out at victimlesscrimespree.com, toll free number is 855-450-FREE. Well, how many people were participating in the Democratic National Committee? Apparently, not enough to fill an entire screen of Zoom windows. We'll explain what that means coming up here in a moment. 855-450-FREE like freedom. This is Free Talk Live.
Maxwell, she's just scratching and losing some hair. My vet, she says, oh, he must be allergic to chicken. Another vet says, he's the drain. Third vet says, it's the weather. Then somebody says,
VINOVITE.com.
It took 2 weeks, and the dog stopped itching, the hair stopped falling out. The Dynavite is a big part of Maxwell's diet.
He gets Dynavite, how happy your dog will be.
VINOVITE.com.
Did you know you can support freedom of speech just by visiting shop.freetalklive.com? You'll see links to Walmart, Love Java, Newegg, and more. Every day, Free Talk Live is at the forefront of the liberty movement as the biggest liberty-oriented talk show in the world, giving you a platform to be heard on any topic. Get listener-only specials without doing anything other than an extra click. Visit shop.freetalklive.com. Use the links and buy what you'd be buying anyway. Take action now. Save and support freedom. Visit shop.freetalklive.com. It's shop.freetalklive.com.
Not shaving irritation? Shave Secret Shaving Oil can help stop it. Shave Secret doesn't cost much and is an all-American product. My name is Chuck Howard, and I developed Shave Secret and pioneered its use starting back in 1991. Ingrown hairs drove me nuts for years. Shaving oil changed all that. Why put up with ingrown hair, bumps, red rash, nicks, and cuts? Shave Secret provides men and women with what we believe is the best shave ever. Our proprietary blend of 100% natural base and essential oils plus a hint of menthol was designed to help eliminate shaving irritations like ingrown hairs, bumps, red rash, nicks, and cuts. We'll lose those shaving irritations. Available at Super Walmart, HEB, Wegmans, Giant Eagle, Discount Drug, Navy and Marine Exchanges, Amazon, and ShaveSecret.com. Use the code FTL for Free Talk Live and get a discount. Shave Secret, the best shave ever.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It is Free Talk Live. You're invited to join us right here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We have the Discord call-in line rooms at discord.lrn.fm. Hop into one of those. You'll sound like you're sitting here with us. Tonight it's Ian,
Tyler,
and Mark.
All right, so Intercoin, want to let you know what they are up to. They got some cool stuff going on. Every member of a community can receive a periodic airdrop of money that they can use on necessities thanks to Intercoin. This UBI can be funded by outside donors or by the community by democratically voting to gradually inflate their internal money supply. Community currencies powered by Intercoin enable communities to help their own without waiting for the federal government and without disincentivizing paid work. The arrangement is completely voluntary and democratic. Intercoin is attempting to regain some of our freedoms that are threatened on the internet and in meat space. We think it's important here on Free Talk Live, so we accepted $40,000 worth of Intercoin tokens from Intercoin Incorporated for advertising. If you think freedom is important too, check out Intercoin at intercoin.org. You can invest in this project and potentially make big gains, or just be involved and perhaps shape its future. Intercoin.org. As we continue, we're going back to your phone calls and thoughts, and then we'll just touch briefly on a pretty funny story from the Democratic National Convention, just making them look really sad. But first, we go to Steve in Fort Smith, Arkansas. Steve, you're on Free Talk Live. Listen to KFPW.
What's up, guys?
Hey.
How you doing?
What's on your mind?
Well, you know, I think in Arkansas, if I think the teachers may send someone to a kid's house if they didn't see a firearm of some kind. I mean, that's just the dumbest crap I've ever heard.
You're referring to the Baltimore story, in case listeners are just tuning in, where a 11-year-old was targeted by the police who came and searched his room, with his mother's permission.
The Navy vet.
She ended up feeling sorry that she made that decision, because he had a gun hanging on the wall behind him during his class, and they were doing the remote learning thing.
The BB gun.
The teacher snitched him out, yeah.
Yeah, you know, when I was like 8 or 9 years old, my grandpa had, of course, I grew up on a 500-acre cattle farm, mm-hmm. and, you know, there was only about, I don't know, a tenth of that was pasture. The rest was where we shot the hell out of turkey and deer
nice.
Year-round. If we wanted meat, we went and killed something. So, you know, that was my grandfather's American dream. He wanted property. He grew up on the south side of Chicago, and he was a Navy vet, 21 years, and he was so sick of the water and people that he said, "I'm putting an oar on my shoulder and I'm walking inland. And when somebody asks me what that is, I'm buying property."
Yeah,
but
nice, huh?
But yeah, in 1963, they bought land in northeast Arkansas. They moved from Connecticut. And, you know, we grew up hunting, fishing. You know, I never really hunt for sport now because I did it so much as a kid. It's not even fun, really. You know, we didn't do the whole tracking them and, you know, all these guys. We just would go out there and sit on a limb until we saw something we wanted to shoot. And, you know, that's how you did it.
So, yeah, what you're describing is a completely different culture than what goes on in inner cities like Baltimore, right? Where you're surrounded by leftists. You're surrounded by people who've never seen a gun except in a Hollywood movie, and they've been trained their whole lives going to government school that guns are bad and guns are dangerous and guns are evil and anyone who touches them must be a bad person or whatever the propaganda is. And so it's just a totally different mindset, whereas when you're out from the rural areas, country areas, you grew up with guns. I mean, even the Democrats grew up around guns here in New Hampshire, which is one of the reasons why New Hampshire is one of the best states as far as gun rights is concerned, because a lot of the lefties have some experience with them, mm-hmm. you know?
Right. Well, you know, my grandparents voted Democrat. I mean, I think I've told you guys before, they were friends with the Clintons. Mm-hmm. I was at the governor's mansion a couple times before I was 8 years old. I mean, I thought the Clintons were weird then, and I think they're even weirder now, but, you know, that's neither here nor there. I can see how it's going to be different in the larger urban areas. I mean, even places like Little Rock and Fort Smith here, you know, it's going to be a little different in areas like that, but, you know, still at the end of the day, it's a freaking BB gun. It's mounted on the kid's wall, and some uppity parent, apparently, am I correct?
That's correct.
At least one. About it. And so it's probably just some housewife who doesn't have anything better to do, or one of these bums that are sitting on unemployment still because they're making more than they would if they would go back to work, just griping and moaning about something that really has no bearing on them. And,
yeah, well, people are getting into other people's business, you know, and that's right, nothing new. The state has been around to encourage snitching for a long time. In fact, I've seen billboards in, like, New York City that encourage people to call the police, call a certain snitch line if you know where a gun is. So, like, it's propagandized out there in some of these big cities that you know where a gun is, you call, you'll get a cash reward if we get a conviction.
Yeah, man, I'm really glad
You guys were saying you all had Daisy BB guns? I mean, I
had a Red Ryder when I was a kid, yeah.
I had a Crossman.
I think mine was probably Crossman. I don't remember what it was.
Okay. Well, I was going to give you a little piece of trivia real quick before I get out of here. Daisy BB guns are manufactured right here in Rogers, Arkansas, about 45 minutes from where I am. And until the 60s, they made 22 rifles also. And I actually own a Daisy 22 rifle. That is pretty rare, but anyway, I just thought you'd find out. We were talking about BB guns. And
yeah, that's cool. I didn't know Daisy did that. I'm going to have to look that up after this.
Steve, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate it. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. In fact, Mark, he talked about people in the cities and leaving the cities, and that's what his parents did ultimately. And you've got a story about an exodus from the city. So pull that up when we get the chance. We'll get to it here.
Yeah, before we go on, I just want to say I really like that Steve brought this up again because that's an important point that I think that people on the left and these suburbanites don't get. The way he described it, I had a similar childhood. You know, I grew up on a farm, and, like, hunting varmints was just part of daily life in the summer and stuff. And, you know, it's a culture. And these people that want to talk about, like, respecting people's cultures, they want to completely deny that this is part of American culture. Yeah, it's a really important part of their culture.
It's a great point.
Yeah. Well, and it's, like, it's funny because, you know, The Mandalorian came out last year, and one of the things from it is, you know, weapons are part of my religion. So many people just jumped on that wagon. They're like, yeah, weapons are part of my religion. And I love that attitude.
So DNC, the Democratic National Committee, I've never actually, or convention put on by the Democratic National Committee. I've never actually watched one of these things. I've seen enough.
I've watched a few. Yeah.
My God, how can you stand it?
Well, you just do other things while it's on.
Make it into a drinking game.
God, it's so long. I mean, you'd end up in the hospital.
Well, you can clean the house. There's plenty of time, plenty of house to clean.
So anyway, I don't watch these things, and I have not been watching this one, but I heard enough about it already to where people are saying it is embarrassingly bad.
Yes, I have heard that.
So you've not watched it then?
I have not watched this year's at all.
So not only is the production quality really bad, and in fact, production quality generally has gone into the toilet since COVID. Now all these shows that they have, I guess, are being made from the host's living room or something, right? Like you got Ellen DeGeneres and Stephen Colbert, and these guys are just in their den, you know, doing their professional Hollywood show. And we can talk more about it. Coming up here, you can share your thoughts as well. Free Talk Live.
News from news.bitcoin.com. Chinese banks limit customers' ability to buy gold. Chinese flooding and potential dam collapse threatens many Bitcoin operations. Withdrawals from crypto exchanges increase, indicating perhaps more people are holding their coin for themselves. Tentative agreement met to stabilize Bitcoin Cash mining in conjunction with the currency's third birthday. Bitcoin.com is your source for getting started with cryptocurrencies, getting a wallet, buying Bitcoin Cash, mining, and all the latest cryptocurrency news at news.bitcoin.com. Divi's been a pretty good investment for Free Talk Live. Their ad campaign started in September 2019, and from mid-March to mid-July, the values soared by 10 times. It's not too late. Divi's new wallet hasn't even released yet, and other things are happening that I can't even say on the radio. If you want to invest and potentially do well, go to DiviProject.org. I can tell you that FTL is deepening its partnership with the guys from DiviProject.org. Past performance is not an indication of future profit. DiviProject.org. DIVI Project.org.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
If you want a vision of your life under Biden presidency, think of the smoldering ruins in Minneapolis, the violent anarchy of Portland.
President Trump hitting the campaign trail in the battleground state of Pennsylvania. President Trump continues.
Imagine the mayhem coming to your town and every single town in America. You're not going to have law and order.
As far as President Trump's trip to the battleground state of Pennsylvania and childhood home of Joe Biden, Simone Sanders with the Biden campaign says,
we actually appreciate President Trump going out there because the American people will get to see a tale of two presidents tonight. You will see Donald Trump doing what he always does, talking about himself, lobbing attacks. You will see Vice President Biden tonight talking about the American people.
USA Radio News. Senator Bill Cassidy of Louisiana tests positive for coronavirus and is quarantining, his office saying he's strictly following the direction of our medical experts and strongly encourage others to do the same. A Portland man was charged with assaulting a U.S. Marshal using a baseball bat during a riot at the city's federal courthouse last month. The man is accused of striking a federal officer in the upper back, neck, and shoulder area as officers attempted to break up a crowd in downtown Portland in the early hours of July 27th. A video went viral that showed Adam Hainer and his girlfriend being attacked in Portland late last week as well. Hainer explains the lead-up to the assault.
Someone was down there that got a bag taken. I seen the bag taken right in front of me, and I'm just like, they were hitting the person, so I just tried to step in between it, just trying to get the crowd to spread a little bit. By the end of it, you know, I'm wrecked and unconscious on the side of the road.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Extend your life.
After about a month of Extendivite, I don't know what it is about the circulation factor. I was able to increase the weight, increase the amount of sets I could do. It has to do with the oxygen getting to the blood. You should market this as an athletic performance. And I don't change anything about my diet or anything. I just thought, this is amazing. Bilberry extract has got something called resveratrol in it, which is the same stuff that you get from red wine. It's also good for eyesight, and I was reading that the Royal Air Force during World War II would give their pilots bilberry jam so they could have better night vision stuff. This is amazing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! Yep, it's Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want. Toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We have the Discord call-in line rooms at discord.lrn.fm. In the studio tonight, it's Ian,
Tyler,
and Mark.
We're going to go back into your calls and thoughts. But first, just a ridiculous story about the Democratic National Convention going on. I guess, is today the last day, or was that yesterday? I don't know. I don't pay any attention to it. But I know it's actually been going on, and RT has got a story from RT.com. When Kamala Harris was receiving applause at the...
Kamala is how they want you to pronounce it. Kamala.
Okay.
Like a Kamala.
Kamala Harris was receiving applause at the end of her DNC speech. It became apparent that some of the virtual clappers seemed just to have been duplicated images of the same audience members.
Oh, no.
And what that means is, there's a grid, okay? So on these video conferencing systems, which not all of our listeners may be familiar with, right now the video conference thing is hot. It's everywhere. Every business is using it. It's Zoom this, Zoom that. Zoom is this one company that offers it. Of course, there's others. I think Discord's got it now. I think Telegram's got it now. I mean, Facebook has it now. Microsoft has it now. So there's a ton of these platforms. Everybody wants to be on these platforms and having their meetings so they don't have to go into the office. And that's where they're having the Democratic National Convention.
Right.
There does appear to be somebody in a room with a stage. So I'm seeing a screenshot here from the convention. So it does appear they have some sort of a facility, but there's no one there. Everyone is online watching this.
So there are a few people there doing sort of video
whatever
work.
Production work,
yeah, production
needs,
work.
Needs
okay.
to be done. And the production quality is not very good. We can get into that.
Thank you for your service.
In a moment. But what they have is they've got a sort of a computer window with what appears to be six windows, sub-windows, so like little boxes in one big window, little screens with people on them. So six across and then looks like five down. So there's 30 positions here that are filled with faces, smiling faces, happy faces, people who are happy to see Kamala Harris give her DNC speech and, you know, applauding at the very end. Yay! Because this is their audience, okay? This is now presumably there's more than this watching online, I think, but these are their audience members that have cameras and they're in the call, right? So they're
so
there.
The super delegates.
They're there to be, I don't know if that's what they are, but they're there to be used as the audience for the purpose of this production.
Okay.
So at the end of the speech, yay, Kamala! Well, on the screen of 30 people, there were at least three of the 30 that were duplicates. And you can see in the photograph that, they've got some little circles around them to show you which of the two are the same. Here's the other two that are the same, and here's the
third. It's like one of those games that you get at a bar, you know, where you find the duplicates.
Yeah, match game. So the vice presidential nominee's address to the Democratic National Convention was supposed to be the grand finale of Wednesday's event as she accepted the much-hyped vice presidential nomination. Because the gathering was virtual due to COVID-19 safety measures, Harris was provided with an online video audience to applaud and underscore the speech's importance. Having delivered it, the senator turned around to clap along with her 30 supposed listeners whose images were projected onto the giant grid. However, three of the clappers were simply duplicates of other applauding viewers. Comedically minded netizens could not let go of the incident and found much mirth riffing on the idea the Democratic Party was unable to, quote, find enough people that actually like Kamala. So that's the idea, is that they couldn't find 30 cameras with people on them to fill this screen.
I believe that.
Yeah, so
She dropped out first, didn't she?
Meaning she was one of the first dropouts?
I believe she was, supposedly
I don't know
first dropout.
Yeah, she did not perform well, yeah. I can say that much. Mm-hmm. So I recently took the Tony Robbins course. Have you heard of this guy, Ian?
Yeah, he's a self-help guy.
I suppose he wouldn't like that terminology, but let's call him a life coach kind of fella. Whatever the thing is that he does. He's sort of an inspirational speaker kind of guy. And he had, because he had planned, of course, to do his big, huge events that they do in stadiums that include, firewalk and the, punch through the board and all these things. Mm-hmm. He instead has to set it up so that you're doing it at your home. And he has these,
all right, get out your coals.
Well, actually, in this case, they did have you buy the wood for the punch-through thing.
Okay.
And the people who did not buy the proper wood, some of those had some difficult time. If you can imagine trying to punch through a 2x4, you're just not going
to
do that.
There's a whole trick to that. You got to get the right grain, all that stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, we got the board. It was half-inch pine. So normally, if you put up a tongue and groove along your wall, it'd be 1 inch.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you can punch, a grown man can punch through that, but you got to have something that people can, ladies and the kids can punch through. So half-inch pine is basically tailor-made to be punched through. But nonetheless, I watched this. 60,000 people was the upward number that they talked about taking this event online at home at the time. And you saw this wall of videos behind him. And this is what they're trying to replicate here.
Right.
But they've got 30 people.
And not even.
Pardon
27.
Me. I misstated. 27 people.
Yeah.
And they had to reduplicate three of them.
People need to face the Democrats are just going to lose this one. If you hate Trump, I get it. I don't like the guy either. But he's in it for four more years because as much as you don't want to admit it, there are a lot of people out there excited to go punch that Trump ticket. You know what I mean? But nobody cares about Kamala Harris and nobody likes Joe Biden. It was just a horrible ticket. I think the reason this is happening...
How did he end up getting the nomination if no one likes him?
Well, there's a conspiracy
question,
theory,
honestly.
Right? That Barack Obama picked up the phone and said when Bernie Sanders was ripping it up early on in the primary, and he picks it up and I've got to talk to you guys. Looks like Joe's going to lose here, and we can't have that. So, basically, offers were made... All of you are going to be involved in some way, shape, or form, but we need you on board. We think Joe's the best guy to take on Donald Trump, and we cannot let Bernie Sanders have the nomination.
Didn't you say before the show that AOC, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, actually nominated Bernie Sanders from the convention floor?
Yeah, 90 seconds she got before they ripped her off.
They cut her mic?
I don't know that they cut her mic.
Oh, wow.
I'm just saying, all she got was 90 seconds.
Yeah, that's probably all she had to do the intro. So that's interesting. There you go. That's basically the news. I do have a brief clip from the convention that is just so hilarious, and I wanted to play it for you guys. But first, Ryan is on the line in Houston, Texas. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Ryan.
Hey, guys. Caught the end of the show last night when y'all were talking about the scammers and whatnot. And your buddy, they got on his computer and his bank and I did all this stuff. So what it is, if you have any web page open, you can right click on it. There'll be something that says inspect element.
Mm-hmm.
Now I could find the value on that that says your balance and change that value to anything that I want and then click out of it. And now, unless you refresh the page, your balance for all intents and purposes has changed. And anybody can do that. You don't need any special computer training. The whole genre of videos to watch on that is called scam baiting. And just YouTube that is hilarious.
Is that where people are receiving a scam call and they just play along with them and just to kind of screw with them?
No, they call the numbers. They seek them out. I mean, that's what they do for a living. Mm-hmm. And they're just one step ahead, but he's using a voice changer like an old lady. And they're not only funny and clever, but they delete their files, they get their personal pictures, and if they have a mule...
Wait a minute, well, hold on, just to clarify. You're saying the person calling the scammers, the person who is trying to scam bait them, is able to get the information from the scammers?
Look, when they open those AnyDesk connections, that goes both ways. That's not a one-way connection. So they go onto the scammer's computer, delete everything.
No.
Get copies of all their victims, warn them.
No
and
way.
And now when they have mules, now the mules in the United States, if they ever are stupid enough to mail money, they're going and showing up at those P.O. boxes. I mean, just YouTube scam baiting. My two favorites are Scammer Revolt and Kit Boga.
Thank you for the recommendations, Ryan. I appreciate hearing from you tonight. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. You can share your thoughts, whether on the DNC, scam baiters, or whatever you want. Free Talk Live.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your real water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can join us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. 855-450-3733. We have the Discord call-in line rooms at discord.lrn.fm. We're looking briefly at the Democratic National Convention and how embarrassingly bad it's been. Now, does anyone know if the Republicans are going to do this online thing, or are they actually going to have a physical reality convention? Do you know?
I believe that they're going to have an online component, definitely, but I don't know as far as how many people are going to be at the convention. I think it's in St. Louis. They've moved the location several times.
Because they can't find a place that's willing to have it, I would imagine, right? Because all these places are canceling conventions, which is what happened with the Young Americans for Liberty convention that you were supposed to go to like a week ago.
Yeah.
They just city of Dallas, the mayor just decided to weigh in 4 days before they were going to have the convention and said, nope, you're not having your convention. Done deal. So
I'm not looking forward to the conventions here. I'm looking forward to the debate.
Terrible. Mm-hmm. Conventions are awful. Why anyone would subject themselves to actually watching them, I just don't know. I mean, I did watch a little bit of the Libertarian Party's convention just to see how bad it would be. Because I know conventions are boring as hell. There's all this so-called business that goes on where they, like, argue over bylaws. Like, oh, we need to put an and in here and get rid of the comma, replace that with a semicolon, and change the and to an or. It's that kind of stuff for hours. With people just arguing over what this should say and what that should say and what the party should stand for, and it's just so awful. Even as somebody,
maybe it's in Charlotte.
Some of the Republican convention,
yeah, held in Charlotte, North Carolina, August
Well, like you said, they probably have moved it around a few times, so who knows where it's actually going to occur. But just to see how bad it actually was, and, you know, you expect a lot of infighting at these conventions. Certainly that happens at the Libertarian Convention. Obviously it's going to happen at the other ones as well, whether it be between the Bernie people and the Joe Biden people or whatever. And so you definitely had that here, but without the ability to, like, physically shut down somebody's microphone, and there weren't... It's just a totally different thing. Like, the real-life convention, people would stand in a long line waiting to actually physically get to a microphone. Here, that's not the case. Everybody is on this online platform. It might make it easier to comment. It might make it so more comments happen, which means it'll take even longer than it normally would. And so, anyway, I wanted to play a little clip, and it's... kudos to Vincent from Questioning Authority, who has he's moved out of the Keene area. He used to host the show with us here. He was going to Keene State College, and he just graduated. Cool. Lucky him. He just got out. But he was sharing this with me last night. It's a minute-long clip of just the kind of the quality of this convention. Now, this is not a video show that we're doing. We're on the radio, so we're going to try to describe to you. I'm going to play this for you, Tyler. You're the one sitting right across from the screen. I just want you to comment on the quality of this clip here.
Oh, no. Oh, this already looks cringy. We've got a green screen background, clearly.
So, there's and I don't know who the performer is. There's a man in a kind of a flowing, I'm not going to call it a dress.
He looks like a Dracula costume or something.
There's an older guy on a guitar. I'm sure that somebody from, you know, the 70s or whatever. I just don't know who it is. Not
you
Eric
wish
Clapton.
This is a music video from the 1960s. I mean,
yeah. There are actually some better videos from the 1960s. There's better quality.
Yeah, we're like not even a minute in, and I can tell you this looks like high school AV quality.
Yeah. Right. For the budget, for the budget that the Democratic National Committee must have and would normally spend on a convention, this is like you said, high school quality. You can get quality like this out of your local public access channel.
Mm-hmm.
They made fun of Clint Eastwood for talking to a chair. This is worse.
Oh, man. Yeah.
So this is, you know, one of these intermissions, right, where there's not actually anything, you know, convention-like going on. They brought on a musical performer. I'm sure he's well-known these days. I just don't know who it is. Brought on some probably well-known musical performer.
But he was singing an old song.
Singing a classic, you know, protest, what people consider protest songs, right? So they had some oldies that they were playing during the convention, and... Yeah, that's just a little clip of what should have been one of the higher quality aspects of the production, because otherwise you're just watching a Zoom meeting, which has no production quality to it whatsoever. There's a person on a stage, the stage looks fine or whatever, the Zoom meeting looks like any old Zoom meeting, and then there's this.
This looks phoned in really bad.
So bad. And of course...
It should be a Super Bowl halftime show.
Well, right, yeah. And if you had a convention with people... Then a performer would have the energy of the performance that they were doing. This, of course, has no energy whatsoever because it's just a guy on a green screen with some man behind a camera and they're filming this and some kids, you know, putting together the elements in whatever the live mixing software is that they've got. And that's it. That's their production. Mm-hmm. And there's the guy with the guitar who's probably in another room.
You know,
entirely.
It might have been worse if people had showed up because part of me thinks that they're taking advantage of the fact that they probably couldn't have filled a room with enough people to make it look like people were interested.
It's a good point. Yeah, you got to pay. If they were paying for you know, their attendees, then they don't have to pay for as many of them as online.
A lot of the attendees are up in that 70-80 range, and those folks shouldn't be out in big groups.
Yeah, so it's just really bad. The quality is just in the toilet. And this is like what I was saying about production quality in general. Now, mind you, I don't watch these Hollywood nightly TV shows, right? Like, what are they called?
The Late Show,
or whatever. There's all these different shows out there. The hosts have changed over the years, but some of them, you know, still have the same show name. And so some of these things are still being produced, but they're not being produced in front of a live studio audience, and they're not even being produced from inside the studio, because a lot of these people are... part of the propaganda mission of propagandizing people, like, this is serious. Look, folks, I love my audience. I love you guys, but this is serious. It's so serious, I don't even want to come in and see my crew. I'm taking this just as seriously as you should. I'm staying home. I'm going to do my Colbert show or whatever from my den. You're going to see me growing my hair out. You're going to see me unshaven. This is the real me. I'm real.
Because we don't have razors at my house.
We're all staying home, and you need to do what we're doing, right? So the idea is to project this as normal, that this is now the new way of doing things. Well, that also means that you don't have the production capabilities that you would have in a professional studio. Like, much in the same way, Mark, that this show sounds a little better when we're in this studio than it does if we're sitting outside at a campground, or if you're in Saipan with the remote kit, which doesn't have the same level of equipment. It just doesn't have the same capabilities. It doesn't have it. It's a fraction of the cost.
Sitting there with cheap microphones versus these RE23s.
And it doesn't mean that the show is less entertaining, and it doesn't mean that these hosts, and again, I haven't watched any of this. I've just seen a little clips here and there, like, oh my God, this is what people are watching now?
Mm-hmm.
So it doesn't mean that they're not funny or that the scripts aren't any good. Maybe they still are. But it sure doesn't look the same.
Right.
It doesn't have any polish to it whatsoever. No one cares. It's like they don't have the equipment to care, and so why bother caring anymore? And it's just like they're cranking out whatever content they can, and, you know, good for them. I mean, I'm not trying to knock the fact that they're continuing to do their show, but it's like, what is being produced that's actually high quality on the television marketplace these days?
I don't know. I'm not watching TV. Netflix. A lot of people are watching.
You know, a lot of people are watching TV. They're watching more TV probably now than they ever have.
Mm-hmm.
I presume the dramatic productions are going to continue when they continue, and they will, like, I mean, I presume, like, The Walking Dead's not going to come back and everybody's going to be wearing masks in the middle of, like, a fictional TV show. So presumably we'll still be able to, like, escape into these fictional TV worlds without having masks interrupting
everything.
Yeah,
but I bet it's going to come out slower, too. I feel like I heard an interview recently where an actor was saying that in order to film the scenes now, they have just the cameraman and just the actors scene will come out, and everyone else is in another room, and it's like, and they got to wipe everything down before somebody else comes out. So, you know, all of your favorite shows, you know, aren't going to be coming out with new episodes right off the bat anyway.
It's
going to
be slower.
Yeah,
oh,
yeah,
a
lot
slower production.
Yeah.
And I know they postponed The Walking Dead, which is a huge television show, very popular. I think it's on season 10. They have had one more episode to go that was supposed to come out, like, in early March, and they claimed that they couldn't finish it.
Mm.
Like, they couldn't send the editor.
Sorry,
in.
Our show about the global pandemic had to be delayed because of the global pandemic.
They like, couldn't send the editor into Warner Brothers, you know, to do the job, which is, editing's a single-person job for the most part anyway. Mm-hmm. You don't want to have too many cooks in that kitchen.
Yeah.
But they claimed they couldn't get it done. Oh, we need more effects or whatever, and we can't get it done. It still hasn't aired.
Yeah,
it's maybe October going to be before that thing comes out.
I can't say I'm happy that the Black Widow movie from Marvel has been backed off to November.
Great. That's another question. When's the first major release movie going to come out? Because they keep pushing them back. It was supposed to be Tenet was supposed to come out this summer, and it's been pushed back, and other movies have been pushed back by like a year. So
are movie theaters still going to be a thing?
Well, that's a whole other question. The toll-free number here is 855-450, free like freedom. You can join us. Your comments on whatever's on your mind are welcome. This is Free Talk Live.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? Do you kind of wish you had gotten involved sooner? Well, now is your chance to be part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block, and that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream, for everyone to use it in everyday payments, we need a new architecture, one that's as secure as Bitcoin while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more, and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.